NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
16 laps to go here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Next weekend, we are at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And if you haven't already made your plans to go to Vegas, we suggest the South Point Spa Hotel and Casino. Check them out. A great place. It is where the racers stay. And they have packages for 2, 3, and 4 room nights along with race tickets. So if you want to head to Vegas, catch all the action at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Check out the South Point. Reservations at southpointcasino.com and mention their NASCAR packages. By the way, we're going to go commercial free the rest of the way. Brought to you by Toyota. Visit toyotaracing.com. First off, before we do all of that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
As they come by the stripe the next time, 13 laps to go, 14 cars in the lead pack led by Jesse Love. He's led 140 of the 150 laps, so he's dominated, but he's never had a lead of more than 2 car lengths.
That's right, and he's going to have to make it live if he wants to get to the win. Both fuel and tires, we saw Brandon Jones get tight and get into the fence, just running in line. These guys are wearing their tires out as we run. This track continues to age every year.
Now let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Well, Mark, Doug Ross, I can tell you something that won't surprise you. Things are about to heat up here in the closing laps. Several teams have been out there saving fuel. Junior Motorsports teammates on my end of pit road, Brandon Jones and Sam Mayer, they were told they were about a half a lap short initially once we started this final stage. They've been saving. Brandon Jones was just told, we can't save anymore. We're going to have to go. And I'm starting to hear that theme across the radio that when we get down to about 10, maybe 8 laps to go, it's going to truly be go time. That's about 2 to 4 laps from now.
And to add to that, this lead pack is catching a smaller pack of about 4 cars that are in front of them right now, and that includes Jeb Burton in that group along with Blaine Perkins. And Rob, they could create a little bit of a chicane here for the leaders.
Absolutely, and to add to that, a huge orange full moon is rising above the Turn 4 grandstand, so things coming together for what could be an exciting finish to this race.
What had been a 5-car breakaway is now 14 cars single file on the lead pack. After Brandon Jones stopped saving fuel in that 6th spot, they caught the main leaders there. Up front, it's Jesse Love leading Riley Herbst 3 car lengths over 3rd.
Now just 10 laps to go on the Raptor King of Tough 250. Jesse Love will try to hold on as they work to turn one.
That foursome of lap-down automobiles will go to the bottom lane, giving the race leaders plenty of room on the top side. Exiting turn number 2, the third-place car of Ryan Truex has now fallen about 5 car lengths back at second-running Herbst.
Got to wonder if he's saving fuel there, because Herbst has pulled away by 3 car lengths, but he hits a wall of air, a car length behind the leader, Jesse Love, who's up high. Several lap vehicles, including the Alpha Prime racing cars down below.
Let's see if these lap cars break up this front pack. Right now, they'll swing to the outside. It's Kyle Weatherman down on the bottom of the racetrack along with Nicky Lights.
This has felt like a very fast race. We're now just single digits of laps remaining. Jesse Love with still 2 lap cars to get around on the outside as he heads off turn 2.
And Riley Herbst there started to get a push from Ryan Truex, who's caught the top 2 again. Herbst with a head of steam there, but Jesse Love fades out just a little bit higher than Herbst in turns 3 and 4, passing the billboards and into turn 4.
As they rocket out of turn number 4, flash across the stripe one more time. Just 8 to go. Jesse Love still trying to hold off Riley Herbst and Ryan Truex.
Jesse Love's performance tonight has flown in the face of his lack of experience. He has just been flawless all night long. Can he make it last another 8.5 laps? Down the backstretch, half a car length advantage.
Riley Herbst has one heck of a race car here as they have passed this lap traffic, but he just can't make any kind of hay on Herbst, and he doesn't want to pay the price by diving inside.
7 laps to go when they come back to the line this time, and as they have many times tonight, it's Jesse Love on the point. A single car length back, it's Riley Herbst, Ryan Truex, and Parker Kligerman make up the top 4.
Nobody has dared to go down a lane and try to get somebody to follow to make a move on this race leader. Herbst peeks to the inside as he charges off 2.
And Jesse Love still leads that train there. Ryan Truex in 3rd place trying to pull up to 2nd place Herbst to get any kind of run. Behind him, 2 Chevrolets, Parker Kligerman and Austin Hill trying to hook together and maybe start a run. Run as as they enter turn four.
Jesse Love off of turn four, just six laps to go. Austin Hill, those are lap cars now down at the bottom lane. Austin Hill in fifth, still on the high side.
Still running in that fifth position, but if anybody's going to make a move, I would think it would be Parker Kligerman and Austin Hill, the only two guys that have been somewhat successful on the bottom.
At the start-finish line a moment ago, Herbst peaked to the inside but got back in line. Now he's going to peek into the inside again but has to get back in line to the outside again as lap traffic included. Lely Honeyman are to the inside.
Five laps to go here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Can Jesse Love hang on for five more circuits? Riley Herbst fills up his rearview mirror.
The die has been cast. If you're Jesse Love, make them take it away from you. Simply run your line. Don't make a mistake. Make them beat you. He's off turn two one more time.
And he's got that advantage there. About a car length over Herbst, who's backing up again to third place. Truex trying to get another run. They dive into turn number three. Outside line is what they're using, but Love is going to keep that advantage there as the pack still not diving inside.
From the drop of the green flag, Jesse Love has dominated this race, but can he hold on? Just four laps to go here at Atlanta.
How stressful this must be for the race leader and how frustrating for everybody lined up behind him. So far still, with less than four laps remaining, nobody stepping out of line.
Herbst, it just keeps evening up to the bumper. Every time he exits a turn there, the bumper of Jesse Love, the leader, but he can't do it, can't make any charge as Ryan Truex rides safely at third. And look, Cole Custer at about the seventh spot, diving to the inside. No one goes with him.
Three laps to go and no one organizing a mutiny yet to kick out Jesse Love from the point. And Riley Herbst slows dramatically as he heads into turn one.
Ryan Sieg also has come to a stop between turns three and four. Herbst out of gas. Sieg out of gas. Race leader Jesse Love. Will we stay green to the checkered flag?
And Cole Custer out of gas, too, on the front straightaway. Down the back straight, it's Jesse Love leading, but he's lost Herbst behind him. Can Ryan Truex on the outside here with three laps to go get a run? Parker Kligerman backs off of him in the third spot. Austin Hill still up high and fourth.
Still pushing hard on the inside. It looks like that Sam Mayer now. He runs up to the inside of Austin Hill. Yellow flag comes out. With two laps to go here at Atlanta, we are going to overtime.
Ryan Sieg ran out of gas. His car came to a halt over the inside of turn three, and that brings out just the fourth caution of the night, and that is going to set up a dramatic finish here, and you kind of expected that here, Ross Chastain. As soon as we saw Riley Herbst lose gas, the rest of the field started dropping out periodically.
Yeah, you knew that the SHR cars had the same miles per gallon because Herbst and Custer ran out virtually at the same moment, and Ryan Sieg obviously not being able to get back around, stuck right in the middle of three and four on the apron as Cole Custer, Riley Herbst coast to their pit box. Haley Deegan missed the entry of pit road. She's right here at the start finish line, rolling very slow as we pick up Jesse Love and picks up the pace car. Who else is going to run out of gas next, guys?
Tough break for Haley Deegan. Had hung in the lead lap all afternoon, all night, and had driven a great race. And now, again, you can see her trying to bump it to try to get it around. But if you're in turn one, you're not going to make it all the way back around.
Now, they're going to have to bring out the push cart for Haley Deegan, who had a decent run tonight, probably headed toward a top 20 finish, although I don't know she was going to be one of the cars that ran out of gas here if they stayed under green also.
Clearly, she did.
So that is absolutely not what Jesse Love wanted to see. And his crew chief, Danny Stockman, if they were close, as Brett McMillan has been updating us, they're close on the fuel. We're going to overtime. Ooh, this could be a big decision.
I can't imagine anybody has any more fuel, much more to go into these overtime laps now. There's just no way they saved enough. I expect a lot of people coming down pit road as we see Jesse Love entering pit road now.
Yeah, he's going to take on fuel, and will Ryan Truex stay?
Well, I don't know, guys. They haven't committed all the way down to the bottom yet.
Well, again,
and pit road is still closed, I believe.
Sorry, yeah, they're just on the flat of turns three and four, but looks like the top couple have stayed on the track, did not commit to pit road.
Let's go down to Brad McMillan.
Yeah, they're telling Jesse Love, make sure he keeps that fuel in the box on the right side so that he doesn't run out while he's up in the banking.
Wow. They dominate all day, and it comes down to this.
Yeah,
wow.
The entire field is virtually on the apron in the corners, and as we see some three wide under caution as they're trying to save fuel, so you're pushing the clutch in, shutting the motor off, trying to coast up for Jesse Love to the pace car, then let the car naturally slow down, no brake, come back, and then but the second and third place guys, they don't want to give them a break either. They're coasting at a different cadence. But as long as they maintain reasonable speed, most of the leaders stayed on track, but they're virtually all on the apron in 1 and 2 right now. It's wild.
And as watching this unfold, pit road will be open to the caution car the next time by. How maddening is this for the drivers and the crews trying to decide, do we give up great position now, or do we try to go out here and maybe eke it out to the end?
Mark and I have been kind of caught off. I was caught off guard. I will be honest that they could make it to the end at all. Now I do expect them with the green light on for pit entry. I expect a lot of people to pit here if they're already on the apron now.
And that could be the only saving grace for Jesse Love, right? If everybody or just about everybody has
to stay out, but they stay out again, so they're not pitting. They think they can make it, and it's really hard from this vantage point to see if anybody is pitting over there in turn three,
because the cars have to drop down into the pit lane all the way over in turn three here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, unlike anywhere else.
Yeah, Brandon Jones leads a couple of cars, a half dozen or so, on the pit road with a couple behind him. They will pit. They're taking the safe bet. They want the insurance of some fuel. And if people run out, we've seen that happen in these races at Daytona, Talladega, where the leaders are running out and the guys with gas come and pass them.
Top seven stayed out this time from Brandon Jones on back out of the lead lap cars. That group decided to drop down on pit road, and that's going to make for an interesting play when we finally get restarted here at Atlanta Motor Speedway as a group of cars creeping down the pit lane right now. Will it play to those that came in and got a splash gas, or does it play in favor? The ones that came on pit road, Brandon Jones, Shane Van Gisbergen, A.J. Allmendinger, Sheldon Creed, Parker Retzlaff, Chandler Smith, Anthony Alfredo, and Jeffrey Earnhardt, along with Jeremy Clements. That group came on the pit road.
So if you're the leader, okay, you come down pit road, then a bunch of guys don't. You don't, a bunch of guys do, a few stay out. This is why they pay the crew chiefs the big bucks, right?
Been there and done it with tires, mainly tires. I've never been in a situation where I had to decide on fuel for a green-white checkered. If we get a caution, those guys that just pitted are definitely going to cycle to the lead, as the group that stayed out will have to pit then.
Let's go down now to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Wendy Venturini.
Well, we're almost giving these reports in the backwards order, because the 19 of Ryan Truex was simply following lead of the 2 car of Jesse Love. They decided to stay out. The 2 car did. So at the last second, they called the 19 of Ryan Truex to stay out. Brad Gilley.
Parker Kligerman stayed out, but Brandon Jones, who was already going to be a half a lap short when they took the green for the final stage, they went ahead and came in. Shane Van Gisbergen came in as well. It was literally about 2 seconds of fuel. In fact, Shane Van Gisbergen already being told, you still need to save fuel in case we get a couple of overtime restarts. Brett McMillan.
Justin Allgaier was told, come in if they come in, stay out if they stay out. Jim Pulman, his crew chief, said after he stayed out, oh, my gosh. He said, I hate this box you put me into. And Justin says, I love you. And Pullman says, you know what? The guy that's 18th is going to win this race.
Cars started running out of fuel at about or on lap 160 and 159. For those seven that elected to stay out, Ross, we've already hit lap 165.
Yeah, with these last, you know, half dozen laps or so being under caution, so that is helping. They are saving. The key will be getting fuel to the carburetor. These cars still have carburetors, so they're not as much of a pressurized system and efficient system as the electronic fuel injection that the truck series has with the Ilmore motor, the cup cars have. So they can stumble. If you don't have those bowls full up on that carburetor, you can stumble very easily. The cup cars tend to pick up, in my experience, a bit more fuel. There's less left when you run out, less left in the tank. These Xfinity cars, I have stumbled with gallons left at the high bank tracks, and we're at one. That's why we see so many of our leaders down in the apron.
Got to be maddening for these guys now and these crew chiefs who decided to stay out and try to stretch it down to the final drop. We continue under yellow. NASCAR finally is going to give the one-to-go signal this next time by.
And nobody's going to be in a hurry to run up and get in line here. Everybody's going to wait till the last second to try to conserve what little bit of fuel the front seven have. These are the cars that did not pit. Jesse Love, Ryan Truex, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, and Brandon Jones, all of them stayed out this last time.
Sam Mayer now, though, has come on to pit road. They're taking on fuel in that Junior Motorsports machine. And
Do you think it stumbled? And so it shut off. The one car looks like it shut off coming to take the choose. He couldn't even make it to the restart. Imagine what these leaders are going to go through when they get on the gas and need all that power. I think there will be cars running out of gas when we take the green.
And with Jesse Love choosing the outside, he's up in the high banking there. That, again, robs that fuel pickup of fuel. And you got Kligerman down on the bottom. He's getting that fuel more evened out inside the fuel cell. That could be a problem.
And you've got to think the group behind this group that didn't pit has to be aware that any second, once they take off, they could dump out and run out of gas.
But they did their homework. They bought their insurance. They went and pitted. They're going to be using that gas now. And when the car stops two rows in front of them, the car in front of them makes a last-second maneuver left or right, they could be left with a car sitting right on their hood pins.
Have to be on your toes. If you took on fuel, you're going to be hammered down and no telling what happens ahead of you. They're in front of Doug Turnbull as we go to overtime.
Indeed they are. And, yes, the bottom line cars, Parker Kligerman and Justin Allgaier, are on the flat of the racetrack there. In fact, Allgaier looks like he's starting to fade toward pit road. He's out of fuel. What are we going to see on this restart here from the cars starting up high like Jesse Love, the rookie dominator today? The second row is Brandon Jones and Ryan Truex late to his outside, and Brandon Jones actually did take fuel on that last yellow.
So Eric Johnson takes the pace car to pit lane. We're going into overtime. Green, white, checkered flag finish for the Raptor King of Tough 250. Green flag is out. Kligerman runs out of gas. Jesse Love up front, he runs out of gas. Looks like Truex might be out of gas as well.
Wolf howls, full moon Saturday night. What's going to happen? Jesse Love has already lost the lead. Guess who is the new race leader? His teammate, Austin Hill. He'll now lead off turn number two.
Hometown driver with a hometown sponsor down the back straightaway. Does he have enough to make it around? And who's that at that second position? That's going to be Chandler Smith, that number 81 machine, rather, right behind it there. Georgia boys lead them out of four.
In just four races here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Austin Hill has two wins. He's one lap away from one more. White flag for Austin Hill.
We have not mentioned Chandler Smith's name since the starting lineup or field rundowns. He's in a position to potentially win this. Can Austin Hill survive with enough fuel to make it to the checkered flag?
And Hill's going to make that car three lanes wide to do it. Look who's third, Shane Van Gisbergen, who took gas on that pit stop there. His strategy paying off as Ryan Truex is out of gas and up into the wall in turns three and four. Austin Hill leads the field.
As they come down to the checkered flag on fumes, Austin Hill is going to win again here at the Atlanta Motor Speedway as he takes the checkered flag in the Raptor King of Tough 250. Chandler Smith second, Shane Van Gisbergen winds up third.
Coming home in the rest of the top 10 will be Sheldon Creed, Parker Retzloff, Jeremy Clements, Anthony Alfredo, Jeffrey Earnhardt with a top 10 finish. Rounding out the top 10, Ryan Truex and Sammy Smith. And that completes our Toyota commercial-free Race to the Checkers, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. We'll come back and we will be talking with our race winner, Austin Hill, along with the other top finishers here tonight at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
Hey, at least we're still enjoying baseball on a Saturday night, right?
Even if it is T-ball.
Go, Timmy!
Yeah, but tickets to the majors are just so expensive now. And who knows, maybe we're seeing a pro in the making.
Sure, in like 20 years.
How is he safe?
Boo! This ump stinks!
The ump is only 14. We don't really do that.
Oh, my bad.
You're doing a great job, ump.
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice, so save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
For the third time here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Austin Hill will head to Victory Lane. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs,
4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Austin Hill wins it today. Let's check in with some of the top finishers. Over to Wendy Venturini.
I'm with Shane Van Gisbergen, who finished third after all that, talking to Chris Rice with Colic Racing. Shane, your first fuel mileage race here in the Xfinity Series, finishing third. What were your thoughts when you had to come down pit road, and then what were your thoughts now, post-race?
Yeah, pretty awesome. Just great job by Bruce on the box there to pit us. I had so much fun just learning about it and running in the pack, but yeah, to be P3 in the second race in the WeatherTech Chevy, pretty awesome. I'm stoked.
What do you want to learn and take away from a moment like this with the fuel mileage races, and it's pretty early on in your Xfinity racing career to experience this?
It's just good to get a result and have a clean car, especially after last week when I got involved in so much stuff. So to have a clean race, not make too many mistakes, and complete every lap, we learn a lot. It was awesome.
All right, great job out there, Shane Van Gisbergen, finishing third here at Atlanta.
At Ross Chastain, you said it's not fair. He's too good for the amount of experience he's had. He backed it up tonight, third place run.
Yeah, Justin Marks was the first one to see it over here in the States. He brings him over, lets him go drive a year in the Xfinity Series at Colic Racing. Only expect more for Shane.
Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini. Okay.
Sheldon Creed comes home fourth after all that chaos of fuel mileage. Sheldon, what was your takeaway of that finish?
I don't know. I thought the whole race was really bad, to be honest. Just we all funneled to the top. You can't make a move by yourself, you know, just no horsepower. So, yeah, I don't know. We're going to Michigan and Indy with these packages, so I really hope that, you know, maybe we reconsider and no, don't go like that. But, yeah, great way to salvage our day there, you know, on some misfortune from others. And, yeah, I don't know where we end up fourth there. So that's pretty good for where we were running, coming to the caution and that green white checkered.
What was your biggest piece of feedback that you want to change with this package?
I don't know. I don't like the restrictor play racing. Just not enough horsepower, right? Like, you can make a mistake or you can get someone loose and they just wash up the track, but then if you go low, you just get hung and you get stuck. So, you know, oval racing is momentum racing. Like, if you make a mistake, you want to try to be able to go by the guy, and there's just not enough horsepower to do so. So, yeah, I don't know what the future holds for this package, but I think we can come up with something for a better show for the fans.
All right, thank you. That's Sheldon Creed, and a guy that dominated most of this race and did not end up in victory lane is with our Brad Gilley.
Jesse Love talking to the crew over here at Richard Childress Racing. Just describe how you feel after starting on the pole and literally owning this race.
Yeah, it almost feels comical, right? You kind of have to laugh it off. You know, as a driver, I always want to take all the responsibility I can, and maybe Jesse Love could have saved more fuel tonight leading out front, right? I thought I was saving a good bit, and, man, I just obviously it died on that restart on my shift. So, got it back going for a little bit and then died again coming to the line. So, man, just a bummer. I can't help but be so proud of all the guys in our two car. Danny Stockman's got a great team. We got big power ECR, and I'm just grateful to rule it, man. I know that I definitely want to go pound a mud hole in everybody in the next few weeks, that's for sure. So I'm really grateful to be in this spot to lead laps and have a really good car. It just makes me very hungry.
What were you thinking on the decision to not pit?
You're crazy if you think I was going to pit out a lead. I mean, yeah, it's a gamble, right? Kind of like playing poker. But At the same time, I thought I saved a good bit of fuel. I thought some of those cautions helped us, and I just felt like we were under caution forever. And I have no idea why, but that definitely hurt our chances. And I don't know. I'm not going to question reality on whether or not we could have made it to the end if we went back green sooner. But either way, I'm really proud of everybody on this team, and we're going to be very, very motivated next week.
All right. A great night with a tough ending for Jesse Love. Wendy?
And on the other end of the spectrum, Chandler Smith was one of those cars that came down, took fuel, finished second. What is your biggest takeaway, and how frustrating is it when you get called to pit road, but then the payoff post-race?
Well, I wasn't really frustrated in the moment. I did second-guess him for a minute there because it felt like I saved a lot of fuel and didn't think a lot of guys were going to take the gamble and come down. But I don't know if we just ran more caution laps than what everyone was anticipating at first. And my crew chief, Jeff Mendring, did an amazing job making a last-minute call there. And looks like we drug everybody down pit road with us when we went. So, no, I'm really happy with how our results were coming out of here. Our number 81 QuickType product Toyota GR Super was as fast as Xfinity Internet today. So I'm looking forward to going to Las Vegas with two top five start season on super speedways.
All right, that's a great finish for Chandler Smith coming home second here in Atlanta. Brad Gilley.
Watching right now, Austin Hill might have finally run. Nope, he's trying to make his way into victory lane. He's coming up the wrong way on the pit road here, and the 21 machine is headed to pit lane right now. Mark, you and Ross were chatting. He's had a lot of fuel left because he did a burnout. He's done a lap around the track, and now he's driving to victory lane.
That's what's amazing. These other guys are running out before we even, got close for that, caused that last caution, some on the restart, some coming to the checkered. Austin Hill does it a great burnout, tears up the Ambetter logo here on the front stretch, and still drives the victory lane under his own power.
He was the first car that pitted on lap 83 to get to the line. He wins it. Then you go back to ninth place Ryan Truex, then all the way down to Jesse Love, who basically coasted across the line in that 12th spot after leading 157 of 169 laps. All you have to show for it is a 12th place finish. Right now, let's go to Brett McMillan.
All right, he is climbing out of his car, being showered by the team. He's trying to stand up on this. He finally got up on the windowsill so he could, there he goes. He got up on the windowsill, and now he is celebrating his third win here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's got his Georgia Bulldog shoes on. Welcome to Victory Lane again at your home track, man. How does this one feel?
Oh, it's incredible, man. Like, I don't ever give up. This whole race team behind me on this Bennett Chevrolet never gives up. The whole 21 team always digs deep and fights hard. But I'm not going to lie to you. The way the race was unfolding, how hard it was to pass, I thought, okay, we'll get a good points day here. We'll run second, third, fourth, wherever it was, and, come home with a good points day. And then, obviously, all the fuel situation happened. My car stuttered right when I got across the start-finish line. The 81 gave me a heck of a push, and it, woke the car back up, and I had enough fuel in it, obviously, to get back around. But, man, I mean, to think that we wasn't going to get it done in the victory lane is very special, especially for Bennett Family of Companies. They're 15 minutes, their headquarters right down the road, so they have a lot of people here today. So glad I can get a win for them. Glad I can get a win for RCR, ECR Engines. Had a really good car today, just needed to be a little bit better.
Go ahead and pick up your son here while I ask you the next question, because he wants to celebrate with Dad here in victory lane. I know at one point you saved, and you came on the radio and told your crew chief, Andy Street, said, all right, I've saved for you. Are we good now? And he said, I'd feel a lot better with five more laps. With overtime, it paid off, didn't it?
Yeah, when they told me, hey, you don't have to start saving, you can go now, I went ahead and put another five laps in the reserve bank just because you don't know how these overtimes are going to work. So I didn't know, if we did have a caution, how many times we were going to have to restart. And like I said, we had just enough fuel. Obviously, we had enough fuel to do a burnout, come to victory lane. But she was sputtering on the restart, I'll tell you that. So I think once we got some fuel back in the pickup, being on that outside lane, you couldn't get to the flat. So it all rushed to the left side, and the fuel pickup's on the right side. So, man, it all worked out the way it was supposed to. So awesome win three times here now at my home track. It's really special.
Nothing like winning at home. Austin Hill celebrated in victory lane in Atlanta again.
Austin Hill, not only with back-to-back wins in this race, back-to-back wins on the season, and that's starting a nice trend for the driver of the 21, Mark Garrow.
It certainly does, Doug, and he joins very select company. He is the fourth driver to start the season with back-to-back victories. The others, Dale Earnhardt, 1986, 1995, Chad Little, Tony Stewart, the last guy to do it all the way back in 2008.
A Victory Lane interview brought to you by Progressive. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Let's take you through the full field rundown here. Austin Hill wins. Chandler Smith is second, third. Shane Van Gisberg and Sheldon Creed is fourth. Fifth to Parker Retzloff. It's Jeremy Clements in sixth. Anthony Alfredo in seventh. Jeffrey Earnhardt with a nice run tonight. Come home's eighth. Ryan Truex is ninth and tenth to Sammy Smith.
Sam Mayer was 11th. Again, the guy who dominated this race, Jesse Love, winds up in the 12th spot. 13th, A.J. Allmendinger. Brandon Jones, 14th. 15th, the first car one lap down, Riley Herbst, who ran top five all day but ran out of fuel. 16th, his teammate Cole Custer. 17th, it was Kyle Weatherman. B.J. McLeod, 18th. 19th was Parker Kligerman. Minus two and 20th, Brennan Poole.
Leland Honeyman, minus two also. He is 21st, 22nd to Ryan Sieg, Jeb Burton, 23rd, 24th, J.J. Yaley, Ryan Ellis, 25th, 26th is going to be Nick Lights, Haley Deegan comes home at 27th, 28th to Justin Allgaier, 29th will be Joey Gase, and Blaine Perkins is 30th.
Dawson Cram winds up 31st, John Hunter Nemechek, minus four laps, finishes 32nd, 33rd, Patrick Emmerling, Garrett Smithley, 34th, 35th, C.J. McLaughlin, Kyle Sieg in 36th, 37th, Josh Williams, the only car who failed to finish today, finishing 38th, Jordan Anderson.
Really clean race tonight. Only four cautions for just 23 laps. Got to thank Ross Chastain, who will be in the Moose Fraternity's number one Chevrolet tomorrow out here for the Ambetter 400. Have you got something for him?
I think so. We have a lot of grip dialed into our number one car. It was not the case last year, and our group went to work. Some of the other Chevys showed more speed. Obviously, Michael McDowell, Travis Peterson, his crew chief on the pole. So happy for those guys. We're mid-pack, but give us some time. Let those tires wear out. We saw Brandon Jones get in the fence late, just getting, you know, lacking grip in dirty air. We will have that with the Cup car as this track goes through another progression of getting older.
We'll begin to document Ross Chastain's dramatic charge from 21st to Victory Lane tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern time here on PRN.
Ross, always a pleasure to work with you, man. You're welcome up here anytime. Thanks so much.
Thank you, boys.
Ross Chastain tomorrow starting 21st in the Moose Fraternity Chevrolet. Our crew tonight was Ross Chastain as our analyst up here in the booth on pit road. Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan in the turns. Rob Albright, Doug Turnbull, engineers led by Harold Hamrick, backed up by Bill Parrott and Ben Blevins. Our director was Laura Beth Barnhart. PRN's general manager is Jerry Horn, ably assisted by Alexis Erickson, Jim Fickenshire, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Of course, our production ace is Kent Bernhardt. I am joined by Mark Garrow up here, Doug Rice with you. Thank you for tuning in. And tomorrow we'll be back at 2 o'clock Eastern with all of the action of the Ambetter Health 400.
The Raptor 250 on the Performance Racing Network was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. By Ambetter Health. Ambetter Health is America's number one marketplace health insurance. For more information, go to ambetterhealth.com. And by Geico. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, breezy, highs in the mid-40s. South winds will gust 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, around 32. Mostly sunny and above normal for your Sunday, upper 40s. For Monday, a high near 60 degrees and quite breezy. Some rain on your Tuesday with a high near 50 degrees and some snow possible Tuesday night.
It's 39 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
In my rear view, the sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm writing you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Durand, Arkansas High School, tonight's girls high school basketball, as Durand, Arkansas hosts Eau Claire Regis in a WIAA regional final. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For the Panthers, they are 19-6 on the season after their 47-36 win over Mondovi. Regis, 20-5 on the season after their 70-33 win over Shell Lake. Chloe off the leading scorer for the Panthers at 10 points a game. Addison off the leading rebounder, 6 rebounds a game. For Regis, Ashley Chilson, the leading scorer at 15 points a game and the leading rebounder at 10 rebounds a game. Injuries could play a factor in this game, especially for the Panthers tonight, as Sawyer Sabelko injured her ankle last night. That will be a game-time decision if she is to play tonight. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the win last night over Mondovi and tonight's game against Regis.
Coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we'll tell you who's playing where and who won where last night on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durant, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durant, Arkansas Regis WYAA Regional Final. Let's take a look at scores from the semifinals last night on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Again, Durant, Arkansas winning over Mondovi 47-36 and Regis winning over Shell Lake 70-33. It was Menominee over River Falls 48-33. Elk Mound defeated Adams Friendship 67-37. St. Croix Falls over Ellsworth 48-43. Fall Creek defeats Boyceville 74-27. Baldwin Woodville edges Bloomer 46-42. Somerset over St. Croix Central 63-41. Solon Springs wins in boys basketball over St. Croix Central 63-56. Meanwhile, it was Prescott in girls hoops defeating Barron, 45-37. Some other boys' scores from last night in Minnesota. Lake City over Quezon Manterville, 65-50. Stuartville, they defeat Goodhue, 87-32. And it was Plainview Elgin Millville over Wabasha Kellogg, 57-47. Coming up tonight in high school basketball, again, the regional finals tonight, along with the Durant, Arkansas Regis game. Colfax is at Fall Creek. Royal hosting Independence Gilmanton. Cashton travels to Cochran Fountain City. Stevens Point is at Eau Claire Memorial. Altoona plays at Aquinas. Elk Mound hosting Wisconsin Dells. Prescott at Somerset. St. Croix Falls at Baldwin Woodville. And Menominee hosting Mosinee. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. On the way, we're going to talk with Durant, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the game last night against Mondovi and tonight's game against Regis. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durant, Arkansas girls playoff basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Regis girls basketball game. Joining us, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen. Coach, very physical game against Mondovi. Sawyer got twisted her ankle, and even McKinley had an ankle injury. Health-wise, how are we tonight with this back-to-back?
We still don't know yet. We're gonna get Sawyer in there and go through warm-ups and see how it feels. Likely is very minimal, if at all. And McKinley says hers feels fine, so we'll be good there. Just have Sawyer where we'll kind of find out and see where we're at there.
And that's, this is just the nature of the beast. You have to go back to back. I'm sure you've had a long night going over film. What's the film showing you on Regis?
Yeah, I mean, Regis is as good as anybody we've played all year. They got a 6-foot girl that's as good as anybody we've played all year. So we'll have our hands full. They do a nice job running their offense. They got a couple other guards that really shoot it well. They play pressure defense where they can get after you a little bit, so kind of a little like us. And I think it's going to be kind of a lot like what we saw last year's playoff. You know, it's two very similar teams. I think they only graduated one or two. We graduated two. So a lot of the same players there, a lot of the same team. I think they were a little younger last year, got a little bit more experience, and obviously I think we got more experience too. So I think it'll be a really grinded out game.
And obviously both teams are dealing with having to play last night, now playing tonight. What were some of the things you did with the girls today to kind of get ready for this?
Oh, I mean, we started last night right away, to be honest. We had ice tubs set up in the locker room, three different ice tubs to where each girl got through and got a little ice work. And then this morning we were able to come in and do just a light shoot around where we kind of go through some of the things that we thought Regis did on film and talk about some of that stuff and talk about what we want to try to do a little bit. And they got to, you know, just touch a basketball a little bit. And then we got them out of here. And from that point forward, hopefully they've been eating and taking care of themselves and getting themselves ready for tonight.
And it's, you know, it's probably, you know, one of these things. They're excited, nervous. You're excited and nervous. Probably didn't get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably neither one of us did, but that's what makes this time of the year special. I think that each game that you can find a way to win at the end, I think you get a little less nervous each game you play. So hopefully we're a little less nervous than we were last night.
What's going to be the key tonight with the nerves, this very beginning of the game, to kind of keep it kind of like Bondovia? I mean, the first couple of minutes, we had no score.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been plenty of games like that this year as well. So I don't think that that's super crazy for us. I think just obviously seeing shots go in, being aggressive is good. I also would like to see us, you know, just really, we're going to have to be good on their stud. Chilson's as good as anybody we've played. She's tall. We don't have anybody with that size. So us just working as a team, defending as a team. Victoria Kurth will start on her, but we'll probably have multiple people on her at some point tonight.
And obviously conditioning is going to be a huge part of this game because of the back-to-back. The last half of this game, that last 8 minutes, is really going to tell the tale, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you get it to that point, it's just, it's a grinded out who wants it more type thing. I think both teams will be tired. They don't play a ton of girls either, so I think that that part will be matched up. I also think that staying out of foul trouble early will be key for both teams.
Well, you try to do that a little bit, you know, with Sawyer not playing, but I mean, are you going to try to rotate a little bit to use like Gracie a little bit more and that sort of thing to try and give our starters a little bit of a rest?
Yeah, I think we're gonna try to find times to get people out, get them rested as much as possible. But at the end of the day, and you can watch all the games across the state of Wisconsin and going into the state tournament. In fact, the state tournament last year, I watched almost every game and watched how many they play. And very, very few teams go past seven people. So that's a pretty common thing. And it's just conditioning and being tough and just battling through whatever you're going, whether you have an ankle or whether you're tired or whatever it is. It's just kind of battling through those elements.
It's going to be an awesome game tonight. Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off coming up next here in Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School as we are moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Eau Claire Regis Girls WIAA Final. And a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. We thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Our streaming audio being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Certified Gold Car Care Center, downtown Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Also, a special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel and also NTEC Channel 99. The streaming video broadcast tonight is courtesy of the Durand, Arkansas School District. If you're watching tonight's broadcast, there are WIAA video rights fees that must be paid as the radio station. We can't afford that. We'll be able to do that for every single game. However, the Durand, Arkansas School District felt it was important that folks were able to also be able to watch the game and hear our play-by-play. So please thank the Durand, Arkansas School District. That video tonight is courtesy of the school district. Throughout the night, we will be thanking our high school sponsors as well. They are the businesses and organizations bringing you our radio broadcast, including the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand, serving the Durand area for five generations. Excuse me. Find out about pre-planning services online at GoodrichFH.com. Also, Alcivia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor. That's Alcivia Co-op. And Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. AdventHealth of Durand. Time to feel whole with AdventHealth. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. Again, we'll thank our sponsors throughout the night. Please visit our sponsors, drop them an email, give them a phone call, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without the support of these businesses and organizations, we would not be here tonight at Durand, Arkansas High School. We are going to go down courtside for the presentation of our colors and our national anthem.
Thank you. Now, please stand at the table and remove your hats as we honor America and our men and women of service protecting our freedoms. Proudly performing our national anthem is the Panther Pep Band under the direction of Ripsey King Prizel. Presenting our nation's colors is the Durand American Legion Post 181.
As the American Legion Post 181 exit the court with the colors, let's give you tonight's starting lineup for tonight's WIAA regional final between Durand, Arkansas and Regis. And for the Regis Ramblers, 20-5 overall, they were third in the Clover Belt Conference tonight. Coming out will be senior number one, Emma Klink. Number 10, senior Ava Hyman. Number 13, senior Annabelle Schroeder. number 23, junior Kara Olson, and number 33, senior Ashley Chilson. Excuse me, the Ramblers in their green uniforms with the black numerals. The Ramblers will be going from left to right here to start this first half. And as they continue to introduce Regis, for the Durand Panthers, 19-6 overall. They were tied for second in the Dunn St. Croix this year. Coming out will be number 2, junior Chloe Off. Number 11, junior Addison Off. Number 12, junior Victoria Kirth. Number 14, junior Emma Hoyt. And number 24, senior McKinley Sand. The Lady Panthers are in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. They will be going from right to left here in this first half. Now, at game time, during the warm-ups, number 21, Sawyer Sabelko, who had injured her ankle last night, did not participate in any of the warm-ups.